Hey, I noticed that you left halfway through the movie, and I just wanted to check if you're okay. Is everything all right? You're okay. Are you sure? You've been quiet lately. You're usually the one who makes conversations way more interesting, and yet you've been weirdly quiet. So I thought I'd ask. Can I sit by you at least? Okay, great. Can you scooch a little bit? Thank you. So, is something wrong? You just didn't feel like talking. You know, that's understandable. There are days where we just want to exist. Yeah, talking can get exhausting, especially if your mind is doing all the talking for you. You don't have to speak at all. If you don't want to, I mean. But if you ever do want to speak, I'll be here, keeping you company. Or if you want me to leave you alone, that's totally okay too. I shall follow you wherever you ask of me. Of course, I am your obedient servant. You want me to stay? All right. I shall stay and keep you company for as long as you want. Okay. So I'm not judging our friend or whatever, but their movie taste is not the best. I mean, they're over there watching the oldies. Listen, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but some opinions just happen to be wrong. You're feeling like an outsider? And you're feeling lonely. What do I think about it? Should I really be answering that question? You just want my opinion about it? Okay, how about we do this? If you tell me what's really going on in that busy head of yours, I'll tell you exactly what I think. Is that a deal? Great. So, come on. Rant to me. Hit me. I'm so sorry you feel that way. I know I shouldn't be apologizing for something I haven't done, but it's not fair for such a nice and kind person to ever be feeling that way. Why is it always the nice people who get hurt the most? The world is so unfair. Yeah, sometimes you're there in a moment with all the people around you, but you don't feel like you belong. Even when you're surrounded by the very people you're absolutely close to. I understand what you mean. I felt like that at times too. But I want you to know something. So please listen to me. I am here for you. We are here for you. Always. I know what I've been saying to you since the moment we met, but that's really important that you don't forget it. You are very important to me, and I hate seeing you upset like this. I know you're saying that everyone might not want you or you feel like no one likes you in the group, but I promise you, we all appreciate you for who you are. You can be as annoying, clingy, or needy as you want. If you want attention, we'll gladly give it to you. So please, don't be hard on yourself. We respect your decisions, no matter what they are. Even if you decide to leave for the sake of yourself, we will still welcome you with open arms every single time. The way you're feeling is totally valid, but that doesn't mean you have to carry all that burden with you all the time. We will look out for you. We will always be here to support you. So whatever you decide to do, we are always behind you, supporting you. We'd rather you have you be real to yourself and express your sadness rather than plastering such a fake smile and spreading happiness when you don't feel that very same thing yourself. So by all means, be sad. But don't you ever, blame yourself for bringing down the mood once you do feel sad. The things you've complained to me about yourself earlier make up who you are. Those are the very things that made people like you in the first place. And your flaws, the very things you find annoying about yourself, the thing you think people don't like about you, every single one of those imperfections make you perfect. You're perfectly perfect to me. So please, don't you dare change who you are just because you think you're not good enough or because you think people will like you more if you change. You are perfect just the way you are. It's true. I will not let you deny it. I'm proud of you just as you are now. I like you more when you're being yourself. Sure, you've made some mistakes in the past, but who hasn't? Those mistakes you've made, you learned from them, haven't you? Then that's what your focus should be on. You've grown as a person. You've improved as a person. And maybe you're not the best person you can be just yet. And that is totally okay. You're still valid. You are still worth it. You are still enough. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Do you want to snuggle? Are you sure? My arms are looking really lonely without you in it. Well, don't be shy. Come over here. You know, you have such a big heart. You care a lot for people, even those that don't deserve your care. You don't fail to check up on us every day. You're our daily reminder to stay hydrated, for goodness sake. I'm sorry you feel like you don't belong with us, even when you absolutely do. Nope, that is not true. You do belong with us. We share so many moments and memories with each other. Our inside jokes are even on a different level altogether. And you are responsible for most of them. If you didn't belong with us, you wouldn't be able to understand what the hell is going on, would you? Plus, we have that Renaissance fair that we're planning on going next year. You wouldn't know about that if you didn't belong with us, would you? I love you. Do you hear me? I love you so much. I know it sounds so overrated and so overused, but there's no other phrase that will ever explain what I feel for you. I wake up every morning and you know that's what's the first thing that comes to my mind. I think of how lucky I am to be living at the same time as you. You know how people always praise the people they look up to and say how lucky they are to be living in the same time? That's me with you. You have such an impact in my life. You bring this bright and beautiful atmosphere with you everywhere you go. And it's so comforting to have. Hearing you laugh, seeing you happy and having fun, I swear, you just walk into a room and everything else lights up. Oh, and did I mention you have such a nice smile? Yes, you do. I am not lying, so you better believe it. And if you don't believe it now, I will remind you every single day until you believe it yourself. So come on, entice me with that smile of yours. Hey, I asked for a smile, not that look. Come on, smile. There we go. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? My life is better now that you're in it. I'm happy that you're in it. I know we always joke around and say that feelings and emotions are gross and disgusting, but truly, I am so happy I met you. I am so grateful I met you. You made my life so much more interesting and worth living for. Oh, please, I am not lying. Stop accusing me of being a liar. You, of all people, should know that I am a terrible liar. Everything I said about you, I mean it with all my heart. I love you for who you are. From your typos to horny on main behavior. Yes, you do. You know what you do. You definitely add a little flavor to our little group. We all have our main roles and we make it the way it is now. if one is not there, it doesn't feel the same. If you're not there, it doesn't feel the same. You are part of us, whether you like it or not. You belong with us. We have each other's backs all the time with anyone, and we're ready to fight with anyone who hurts any of us. We protect each other, care for each other. We are always there for each other. It's our protective circle, our little family. And speaking of our little family, we should probably go back to them. They'll be wondering where we went, and I bet they're probably going to be worried. Plus, you get to choose what movie we watch next anyway. What movie are you planning on to choose? Wait, no, don't tell me. Is it Coraline? I knew it! Of course, you never really stop talking about it. Come on then, let's get back to them.